"Mere boys," Lord Petar said, with a shrug. "I should be more concerned with Lady Catelyn and the Tullys." The Queen took Sansa's hand in both of hers. "Child, do you know your letters?" Sansa nodded nervously. She could read and write better than any of her brothers, although she was hopeless at sums. "I am pleased to hear that. Perhaps there's hope for you and Joffrey still. What do you want me to do?" "You must write your lady mother and your brother, the eldest. What is his name?"
"Rob," Sansa said. "The word of your lord father's treason will no doubt reach them soon. Better that it should come from you. You must tell them how Lord Eddard betrayed his king."
Sansa wanted Geoffrey desperately, but she did not think that she had the courage to do as the queen was asking.
"But he never... I don't... Your Grace, I wouldn't know what to say."
The queen patted her hand. "We will tell you what to write, child. The important thing is that you urge Lady Catelyn and your brother to keep the king's peace."
"It will go hard for them if they don't," said Grand Maester Pycelle. "By the love you bear them, you must urge them to walk the path of wisdom."
"Your lady mother will no doubt fear for you dreadfully," the queen said. "You must tell her that you are well and in our care, that we are treating you gently and seeing to your every want.